Today's keyword is stunning. S-T-U-N-N-I-N-G. A stunning person or thing is extremely beautiful and impressive. 令人吃惊的，极好的，出色的。Here is an example. She was 55 and still a stunning woman. 她今年55岁了，但依然非常美丽耀眼。咦，今天我们就来聊聊可以用来夸别人的单词们。听到这期的同学们，你们绝对赚到了，一期顶六期哦。So, if you want to tell the girl she looks great, what can you say? The easiest way, of course, is to tell her that she looks beautiful. But the word beautiful is so simple and too common. Like a child from kindergarten also knows this. 那么怎样夸才能显现出你低调奢华有气质的一面呢？我们一起来学习一下吧。Number one.Gorgeous, 美丽动人，光彩夺目的，可以这样用。She's my girlfriend, and she's just drop-dead gorgeous. 她是我的女朋友，超级漂亮，有没有？用 gorgeous 夸奖女孩，绝对比用 beautiful 管用。Number two, lovely, 美人，可爱的，令人愉快的。不是还有一首歌唱过 ？Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful?Lovely 用来形容可爱而又甜美的女孩再适合不过了。You're such a lovely girl, and my life is full of joy because of your smile. 你真是一个可爱而又美丽的女孩，你让我的生活充满了欢乐。这样夸一个女孩，她肯定开心啊。Number three, alluring, 迷人的，吸引人的。男孩子用这个词的时候一定要谨慎哦，用不好会被投诉骚扰哦。But you can use this word while talking to your partner or your girlfriend. Like this. Your perfume smells so soft and alluring.
你身上的香水味闻起来既温柔又诱人。
Okay, yeah. Number four. Attractive.
有魅力的，引人注目的。每个女孩都想成为在自己爱人眼中最有吸引力的女孩。但是这个词不仅可以用来说女孩，说男孩也是完全可以的哟。比方说袁彬
is immensely attractive to women, on screen and off screen.
袁彬不管在戏里还是在戏外，对女孩都有着致命的吸引力。对于某些人来说，鹿晗也是如此。
Number five, good looking.
外表好看的，貌美的。这个词也可以是同时用来形容男生和女生的。For example, members of EXO are all good looking guys. 韩国组合 EXO 里面所有成员都长得很好看。这个词更多的是指外貌好看，所以还可以这样用。She was not exactly good looking, but definitely attractive. 她并不算漂亮，但是确实很有魅力。这些词你都记住了吗？我们一起再来复习一下吧。夸别人可以用这几个词。Stunning, she was 55 and still a stunning woman. Gorgeous, she is my girlfriend and she is just drop-dead gorgeous. Lovely,You're such a lovely girl. My life is full of joy because of your smile. Alluring. Your perfume smells so soft and alluring. Attractive. 袁彬 is immensely attractive to women on screen and off screen. Good looking. She was not exactly good looking, but definitely attractive.
赶快背起来，多夸夸身边的人吧。你一般会怎样夸奖别人呢？留言告诉我们吧。Talk to you next time.